AM 1450 KBMW.
5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sunny and 51. Loving that. Our Thursday talk around continues. Look who stopped in to visit me today.
Good morning.
Jana Byrne, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Richland Wilkin Foundation. And again, you've been kind of a world traveler. You've been all over the place. And
I said, life is not going to like grow grass under where my feet are.
No, never. And you said it's a good kind of busy. Yeah, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, good.
Well, tell me about, let's review. Let's do Power of 100. You had your big to-do last night. Tell us about this.
We did. It was a great event. We had three other charities that we featured last night. And it was a great event. We had 100 and I don't know if, in the end, how it all worked out, maybe 115 or so of us
gathered
for some fun and food. The brew always does such a nice job. And last night we had a lot of food on a stick. So it was nice. Yeah, it was kind of a fun night. And Rick Fiddler entertained us again. So that was fun. He's always great with the music.
Yeah.
But we had the Breckenridge After School Care Program, or Fun Club, they call it, mm-hmm. which I know my kids were a part of that. It's just a great, safe place to let your kids go after school, and it's right in the school, so they give them a healthy snack and help them with their homework if they need, and play on the playground and have kind of a safe environment.
How nice is that?
Yeah, so they did a nice job. And then we had the Wilkin County Agri Society. We know it as the Wilkin County Fair,
mm-hmm.
which has been going for 100 and what?
Oh, man,
yeah.
Forever.
A lot longer than I've been around,
me
right?
Me too.
Yeah, but Mylon Drulo and his crew educated us a little bit on what the fair really is. You know, I think of it as the rides
the
food.
And cotton candy,
yeah, right,
donuts.
Yeah. But it's really designed for education and for an opportunity for people to understand where their food comes from. And so he did a nice job. And then our last one was our Colfax Park. Park and Rec
okay.
over there, and
yeah.
I kind of teased with them because it felt like maybe half of the town of Colfax showed up. They had a great representation and certainly very fired up. They're working on surfacing some things out there for pickleball and some basketball courts and that type of thing. So a community that's very strong about keeping the youth active and wanting them to be excited about living in Colfax.
Right. It sounds like you had a good cross representation of a lot of good groups.
Yeah. You know, we're the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Right.
And years ago, just to give you history, 1984, when this was started, it was actually the Breckenridge Wahpeton Community Foundation.
That's right.
Partway into it, decided, you know what? We're a region. We're Richland Wilkin. People drive in. People live in the smaller towns, and we might be the area that they come for some of their shopping or jobs and that type of thing. So, yeah, we are the Richland Wilkin. So we like to get representation all across the region. So.
Let's talk about grants, because you are just so awesome with grants there at the foundation. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so our spring round is coming up. The deadline was April 30th, and I opened up the inbox to, oh, my word, there is need. There is desire. There are things that are happening. So I say it often. Part of a healthy community is really having healthy nonprofit organizations. And if this grant round is any indication, we should be excited to live in this community, because there's a lot of great things going on. So, you know, from Kinship to Three Rivers Crisis to the food pantry to youth activities, the Red Door Art Gallery is a great friend of ours. And there's just a ton of work that is being done in our community to make this a better place.
Absolutely.
To live, to work, and to raise our families. So our committee is going to have a tough job because, you know, it's kind of like the checkbook. You don't have money for everything, right? So we've got to really prioritize and really try to help these agencies get the work done that they want to do.
Absolutely. As far as events, what do you got coming up? Anything
you
good?
You know what? Now that we see the grass starting to get a little bit green, I think there's a few people pulling out their golf clubs, aren't there?
Imagine
the things we like to do in the summer, and it's, again, just to bring more awareness to our organization, is we've been partnering with the Titan Machinery and having a golf tournament. So that'll come up in July 20th. It'll be a fundraiser. Again, it's an event that the Bois de Sioux works with us, and it's a great event again, and we bring in a lot of sponsors that are probably more agri sponsors, which again is another whole different area of people getting to know about what we do and how it is that we are the community foundation here to make this the better place to live, work, and raise our families. So.
And you educate people. You know,
that's a great part
of your mission.
Yeah, we work on that. So our mission statement is to increase philanthropy It's a big word. Mm-hmm. Philanthropy. In other words,
it's a good word.
Yeah. And in other words, teaching people how important it is to give back to our community, whether it's through your finances, whether it's through your time and talents, but increasing philanthropy and making this a better place to live and to work and raise our families.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's what we're all about.
Jana, get out and enjoy the weather.
Oh my gosh.
You look like spring. You're dressed like spring.
I know.
Spring.
I'm seeing
awesome.
Mandy sitting behind me, and she's in boots, long pants. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to break them out. I'm going to wear shorts and a top.
So. There you go. Yeah, Jana, always great to talk with you. Thanks for stopping in.
Yep.
Jana Burnt, Richland Wilkin Foundation. It's 9:10. Yes, we're going to talk with Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. That's up next.
Whether you're doing dishes, tackling laundry duty, or getting those little humans clean. With an electric water heater, you're always saving money because electric water heaters are super efficient. And with rebates, bill credits, or low off-peak rates, you save even more. Otter Tail Power Company is here to help. Visit otpco.com/waterheating.
Okay, a bunch of people walk into a bar with their golf putters. Yeah, how much fun is this going to be? KBMW and participating party sponsors present our first ever Twin Town Bar Golf. This is going to be the biggest traveling miniature golf tournament in the area. It happens on Saturday, May 20th, and you're all invited. We're looking for teams of 4 to 5 players that will travel to Twin Town bars and restaurants and, well, golf.
Plus, eat, drink, and other things.
Registration's at 11 a.m. at the all-new Wahpeton Eagles Club, with a shotgun tee-off time at 12 noon. You'll wind your way through participating bars and restaurants and conclude at the Wahpeton Eagles Club. Prizes, grand prizes, fun, and a whole lot of laughing. So get your team of 4 or 5 together right now. Show up in costumes if you'd like. Go to kbmwnews.com and find the registration form. But get registered now, as this will fill up fast. KBMW's first ever Twin Town Bar Golf, Saturday, May 20th. Remember, register at kbmwnews.com. 4. Must be 21 years of age or older to participate.
Selection is great and leasing is back at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. Listen to these great lease deals. A 23 Jeep Compass, lease for only $349 a month, or just $429 a month for a new 23 Jeep Cherokee Altitude. And there's more. You can lease a 23 Ram 1500 for just $439 a month. So come on, test drive, make your deal, and drive away today at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls.
Find us online at nelsonfergusfalls.com.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Field cultivator shovels and Estein shovels are all in stock. We have 7-inch field cultivator shovels starting at $11.59, and 9-inch shovels are $13.49. We have